Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Without a doubt, it's the hottest ticket in town, Alice in Winterland. It's Thursday.
This is going to be a great show. Dasha, who we were just talking about, the Fray, Benson Boone. Here's the deal. This is your last chance to win Alice in Winterland tickets. If you're caller 19 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, 'tis the season. You know, we've been so busy today, we haven't even talked about the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree.
You're right. How rude.
Oh, my goodness. What are we doing?
All right. So we got all the nominations in, correct?
Yep.
We got all the nominations in, and now we have put it to the team. We have a team of people, independent team, that pick the families to put them up on the tree. I think that they've narrowed them down a little bit, but it should go up this afternoon. Is that right?
I think maybe by tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It might go up this afternoon, but we'll start talking about it again tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the families will be up there for sure by tomorrow, and then you can go on and adopt a family and buy for them.
Where do we get this team of experts? They just know sad stories.
I think it's called experts.com.
They're expensive. Yeah. I know that.
It's the independent team. They also do like the Grammys, the Oscars.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah. All right. We'll give you a chance to adopt a family, probably starting tomorrow. Cross our fingers.
That
maybe.
Accounting just firm. Maybe. Isn't that it's an accounting firm or something? They always talk about them on the Oscars,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Jacob. Yeah.
No, right. What is this surveillance thing?
Okay. So all my friends in the group are talking about this. It came out way back in November 20th, right? And it's called Surveilled. Now, here's the thing. I know like none of us are new to the fact that they're listening to us and hearing us, and advertisers can, you know, target us. We see it all the time. Anytime we talk about anything, right? I mean, they come on and we get ads.
Just
right?
A given.
Yeah. So I guess this this guy, he's a reporter, and I feel like he's part of the Pharaohs. But anyway, his name is Ronan Farrow. I don't know if he's one of, what's his name, Farrow? What's her name?
Yeah, I don't know. Mia?
Yeah. Yeah. His name is Ronan Farrow, and I guess he's like, he's a Golden Globe. Like, he's just this documentary guy that everybody respects. So he started looking into Harvey Weinstein sexual assault charges. He started looking into Les Muñez, all that stuff.
So he's kind of an investigative type reporter that just he concentrates on crime.
Right, and Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah. So he was looking into all these allegations. Well, all of a sudden he found that he was being targeted. he realized that his phone had been hacked and he was being listened to and that he was being followed by his phone from one of these people in their teams.
Yeah.
And so it started like, oh my God, there's people following my phone because I'm investigating them. How is this even possible? So he started diving into surveillance in our phones.
Yeah.
And they say that this documentary will terrify all of us.
I'm not going to watch it. Oh, yeah.
They said it will give you, I mean.
I don't want to know.
I know.
I don't want to know. I really don't. I'm being very serious about this. I mean, I know that we are, okay?
Right.
And that's as much as I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it says they can secretly install it and operate by anyone who wants to roam around in your phone's content. They can see all your pictures. They can access the microphone. They can turn on your camera without you knowing at any moment.
See, that's the creepiest part about it right
if
there.
Child molesters,
this is why it's scary for people with little kids. Child molesters, because you hand over your phone to your little kid. And then they steal the images of your little kids. He's saying it is. He said it'll make your skin crawl.
Jamie, it just terrifies me because if they tapped into my phone, for an example, they'd see that picture of Jamie with those two squirrels over her boobs.
Exactly.
I mean, that would just drive me nuts to know that's out there.
Well, and keep in mind, that picture started without squirrels.
Oh, my God, right? I don't have that one.
Yeah.
Now I'm really irritated that I don't
have
that one.
Yeah, so remember, the picture had to start somewhere. And
oh, my God.
No squirrels on
there was
it.
A pre-squirrel picture?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah, I didn't have, like, stick-on squirrels.
Well, I didn't know. That's the only copy I got. One day I'm going to take that off my screensaver too. But
it says
not today.
It says that they're going after government officials, journalists. One journalist was anyway. Here's the. It's on HBO Max, and it's crazy. I mean, it's terrifying. And I'll tell you what one of my friends said that she heard you're supposed to do. But listen.
Why should people around the world care about the hacking that you're documenting here?
These cases affect 450 million people. It's a violation of their rights.
What we ended up finding was actually the tip of the iceberg.
Spyware is this powerful surveillance tool. Big spyware companies say they sell this tech only to governments. But this multi-billion dollar industry is mostly unregulated. The most advanced spyware can turn your smartphone into a spy in your pocket. It can copy everything and record you without you ever knowing, and then just disappear without a trace.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh. Yeah.
So what my girlfriend said, that because she looked deeper into this, and she said, you know, turn off your phone when you can. Just, like, turn it off.
You can't.
You can.
I mean, no, you can't.
Yeah, you can. I just turned mine off.
You lose contact with the world.
No, but just turn it off, you know, and then just turn it back on when you need to use it, because that'll really help.
Nobody's going to do that.
I just did.
Well, yeah, but you'll turn it right back on when we go to commercial.
Well, but it doesn't matter. At least whoever is linked up with it right now got shut down.
Yeah, I think if it's top of mind and you just keep doing it, make it a habit.
Well, I restart my phone every day.
Well, that's good because most people
don't. Yeah, because they say that's what you need to do. You need to restart your phone. I do it every single day. I restart the phone.
Yeah, I never do. I go weeks and months.
Oh, really? I do at least one time a day.
Yeah, I do it every day.
So that's the one way you can help. And it goes into, they are calling this, I mean, I know that, you know, just everyday people like ourselves, we think, oh, no, it won't ever affect us. But they say that this is what's so riveting about this documentary is it makes you realize how much it does, in fact, like it affects you. Because when you hand Frog your phone, they're watching him and they're taking his digital image and they're doing bad things with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's everywhere, man.
God, it's so scary.
You're on camera, you're being listened to. And I'll tell you who I don't trust. That little witch, that Alexa.
Oh, yeah.
I think that woman's always listening.
So this is weird that you say that. Okay, so lately, tell me what this means. So, you know how, do you get Alexa to wake you up, Carson?
No, mainly because of break, because then it'd wake her up too.
Oh, okay. So I have Alexa wake me up, right? And I set it like four times in the morning, and then a reminder. Like the reminder says, You cannot be late today, which never works.
This is the last call.
Yeah, this is the last call. Like, I know each one, and I'll even shut it off. Like, Alexa, turn off all the alarms. And she's like, which ones do you want turned off? 4:15, 4:20, 4:21, 4:23. Anyway, so I shut her down. But lately, tell me what this means, and if I'm the only one. So when it goes off now in the morning, it's a guy speaking in Pakistani.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what he's saying.
I have no explanation.
Me either.
No, none.
That's how it's been.
None.
It is so creepy.
Maybe that's a hacker that hacked in. It's like, I know when she's going to wake up, so I'll just start.
Well, my alarm knows when I'm going to wake up, but I know what you're saying. But it is weird. It's like,
that's
hey,
weird.
And it's like chants. And then they'll start chanting. And then this morning, I got another weird one for the second alarm. It's like, think deeply thoughts. 3224487222. Think deep thoughts. 844-272-84 whatever the number
I gotta call
was.
That
they're
number.
They're trying to like program your
Dude,
subconscious.
If it wasn't so early, I wouldn't have written down the number and called it because I was like, "What is that saying?" It's super creepy. I don't know if anybody else has this problem.
That's weird,
but it is weird.
I'm not joking about Alexa. That thing's listening all the time. There's no way, and it's recording. It's got everything that's going on
the
in your house.
The good news is it doesn't have a camera.
Yeah.
Mine does.
You got the Echo you got
show.
That. Yeah, I did.
And
get
I
that
literally,
one.
So I put a piece of tape around it on it because
well,
I don't know what's going
think
on.
About,
we don't use it.
And think about Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, there's a reason why when they filmed inside Facebook and they showed his office and stuff, he had a tape over his own damn computer.
Yeah.
He had a piece of tape over his own computer screen.
He
and
knows.
He's on the
he
inside.
Knows.
He
exactly.
Knows.
Right?
He knows
yeah.
what's going on. He's in on it too.
So it's called Surveilled yeah. and it's on HBO Max.
You know, HBO Max needs a big show.
Yeah.
Because nobody even talks about him anymore. You know, HBO used to be a big
deal. Well, unless there's a
fight. Deal. Huh?
They have Game of Thrones.
Oh, that is a big show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House of Dragons, huge.
Yeah,
you
those
know,
are huge.
Are they still on?
Uh-huh. And Penguin's really big, too.
All right, I'll take it back.
And boxing.
All right, take it back.
Big boxing.
Yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
We're all alone.
You know, I expected this whole text change to be a little bit more complicated and convoluted than what it is.
I did,
it's
too.
Turned out pretty smooth this morning.
Yeah, I agree with you. We made it a one-stop shop.
Yeah, 51059 used to be the Burke Simpson Texnado line. Here for the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, get in contact with us. It's all gone now. It's now a brand new number. The Burke Simpson line is still there. We still have Texnado, but now you use our request line number. So whatever you call to win tickets or whatever it is, passes we're giving away, that's the same number for the text line too. So make sure it's in your phone.
Yeah, 303-22-ALICE or 303-222-5423.
And I really expected, like, this morning it would cause some really, I don't know, disruption, I guess.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen that. It's been pretty smooth.
It has been smooth.
I like it. All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You're right, Jamie. It seems so busy right now. Everything, you know, just stack it up. You got this to do.
Slow down.
People are going to the game tonight. You got Monday Night Football in town. You got the Browns here to play the Broncos. Big night tonight.
You know who's been very busy, and that's our buddy Carson. You went to the Gaylord this weekend.
Yep. Went to the Gaylord Rockies.
It looks so fun.
Yeah, the Polar Express ice. Personally, I think it's the best ice that they've done so far that I've been to.
That's saying a lot, because they do a great job.
They do a great job.
And then you're going to the game tonight.
Yep, and then I went to two Avs games over the week that we were off to.
You're a mover and a shaker, man.
He is a mover and a shaker. Busy.
You are.
It is crazy.
You know, I'll be sitting on my butt watching TV. Nothing new.
Really? You can actually have that kind of time?
What do you mean?
Oh, my God. You're going to Hawaii.
I'm going to watch the Broncos tonight. I'm always making time for the Bronco games.
BJ is going to Hawaii, what, Wednesday?
I am leaving on Wednesday. Okay, I'm going out there because my wife's running a marathon out there in Honolulu.
So I would be like, there's no time. I gotta do laundry. I got to pack.
Not me. I can pack it all in a backpack. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but you got to pack the kid.
Yeah.
No, that's the biggest part.
That one time you took off work to pack him.
Yeah, I packed the kid.
Well, remember you had to take off work because you were so behind. You had to pack him.
We were behind. Yeah. I forgot about what all that was about. But you're right. You're right. Yeah. I did. I left here one day or didn't even come in one day because of it. Had to get packed or whatever. Yeah. But they'll take care of that part for them. For me, I'm a quick packer, man. I can pack within 45 minutes for 3 days in Hawaii. No problem.
Well, you're going to be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, I get in late Wednesday night. Oh. So really Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, you're the guy that wears Sunday. The same shorts and shirts the whole time.
The whole time. Whatever I fly in is what I wear the entire time. I fly home in the same outfit. Are you kidding?
See, that would take
All I take is underwear and socks.
That'd take me two suitcases.
Yeah, I got to have socks and flops with my shorts.
Right. I hope you don't get eaten by a shark.
Then I look like a mainland dad.
that's visiting, you know?
Because I've got on shorts, socks, and flops.
Oh, my God.
Wearing my sunglasses.
Nice.
Looking good. It is busy, though. Yeah. I mean, a lot of shopping to do. You're making your list, checking it twice, you know.
Everybody's doing it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Everybody's doing it right now.
BJ's going to go through the whole song, checking it twice. Are you making sure you're naughty or nice?
Who's Santa Claus is coming to town? We're excited at my house. When you've got a 6-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And how old's yours?
2.5.
Oh, my God. Well, yours is still at boxes, boxes are exciting.
Well, yeah. I asked her, I was like, what do you want for Christmas? What are you going to tell Santa? Because we had cookies with Santa yesterday. And she was like, purple presents.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. Anything purple.
That's it. Yeah.
See, I love that.
So
that's
we're just going to wrap a bunch of boxes and just have her
purple.
Open. And
Jamie knows this. Once they get to 6 years old, though, 5, you're teetering, okay? But when they get to 6, Christmas gets a lot more expensive, folks.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, you've got Xboxes, PlayStations, things like that come into the picture.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it gets a little bit more. Usually, when Frog was 2.5 years old, he played with the paper. He didn't play with the toy.
You get them an Xbox at 6? Wow.
Yeah, they can. I'm just saying that's on their list. I'm not saying that's what I'm getting.
I just remember the dread of Legos.
Yeah.
And all those little instructions and all those little baggies. That's bull crap, people. Little baggies. A1. A1 through A15. And they can't put them together themselves, right?
No.
They try, and then they get upset, and then you're
frustrated.
Then you're down in the basement putting together a freaking police station for 4 hours.
and that little age thing they put on the front of the box is bull.
Yeah.
You know, they'll say 5 and up. There's no way a 5-year-old puts this together.
Such crap.
Yeah, it should be just parents. Parents, get ready to do this.
No. Anyway, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, checking your list. Checking it twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget a brand new text line. It is the request line. Now is the Berg Simpson text line. No longer the old one. It's the brand new one, 303-222-5423. Speaking of which, it's also a request line to win tickets. We have OAR tickets to give away.
Yeah, we do. What time are we doing that?
Let's do it now.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Where's the hook?
The hook?
Yeah.
I don't have a hook. All I have is OAR tickets to give away.
Spadell?
It's in your folder.
Oh, I got to go find it then.
My bad.
Please.
Who OAR is.
All right, let's see here. OAR.
That was a crazy game.
That's not a hook that we need.
That's their most popular song.
No, it's not. No, that's an older one.
Yeah, that's really old.
That's not the most popular, though. They've got a more popular song than that.
I think that's their most popular song.
Well, you're wrong.
I feel like you are wrong.
You're wrong on that one. Yeah, it's not the most popular
song. All right, well, anyway.
You don't
Red
know
Rocks.
Your old way, are, buddy.
Red Rocks Amphitheater. It's going to be Saturday, June 21st. If you are a caller, 19 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
That was a crazy
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.